This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
In the corner, Doncic for three, partially blocked. And that's going to be a foul. Count that, and one as Doncic gets to the basket.
Luka, 1-0 in the revenge game against the Mavericks last night in Los Angeles. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Luka with a triple-double, and afterward, you could just tell he was emotionally exhausted. 77 with his post-game thoughts.
Like I say, you know, it's a weird game, different game, but I can't even explain what kind of emotions were. It was just a lot of emotions, you know, seeing the guys out there, seeing the guys I played. I went through a lot with the guys, so it was fun.
Have you now gotten official closure, or does that have to come in April when you come back to the Metroplex?
I mean, the closure is going to take a while, I think. It's not ideal, but you know, like I said, I'm glad this game is over. You know, it was a lot of emotions, but we go little by little, you know, and every day is better.
Man, Jason Kidd gave a pregame quote that had my eyes rolling on the ground when he said he hadn't talked with Luka since they exchanged texts a few weeks ago, and he said, "Look, he's Picasso. He's going to paint brilliant things." But then he was asked what was important to share when he finally catches up with Luka again, quote, that he keeps smiling.
Mm.
When he's smiling, he's in a great place. He's having fun. It's good to see that he's smiling here of late. Just understanding the business of basketball can be shocking. It was shocking to the world, but you have to move forward. You have a job to do, and that's to play basketball at a high level, and I think he can do it.
Man, that last part there of understanding that it's the business side of it, I don't think there's a lot of players that are prepared for that. That could be an emotional toll on especially on a younger guy, on a younger player, where it's like,
especially after buying a $5 or $10 million house.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you could just discard me like that? Like, that's...
You think you're king of the city.
Right. Yeah.
Forever king of the city. You're the face.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking on air around here. Everyone's in love with you, kind of like Dirk, and you just bought another house, and they cost you $100 million.
Yes, 116.
The way they talk about it, like, I mean, you hear Luke at the end of that clip.
I thought you were going to talk about, sorry, Bobby, real quick before we leave the kid quote, I thought you were going to think that sounded a little cold, like, hey, it's a business, and we got to move forward, and you got to play good basketball. And when I heard Jason in the huddle, this is me admitting to being guilty of overreading into all this.
Yeah.
When I heard Kid in the mic'd up huddle say, and remember, I'm surprised they even let that air. Remember, if you get Luka, go at him. Like, don't let him off the hook. And it's just making me think more and more that Jason Kidd definitely signed off on this. And I still want that answer.
Well, did you take...
We tried everything.
I took that to mean when he was saying, go at him like what their plan was. Like, we got to triple team him. He's going to try and score all night. That's what you got to do is take him away. I took it to be more just like, remember, swarm him. Because he's gonna be committed to score.
I was taking it as attack him defensively, but I don't know.
I thought it's just hearing them talk about it again. It doesn't sound like a business decision. It doesn't sound like a trade. It sounds like they're talking about the death of someone, or like when Lucas says it gets better day by day. That sounds like you're talking about getting by somebody dying.
A death.
When Jason Kidd, it's like, hey, what's the biggest key? It's like, well, you know, he's going to play better. No, it's like, if he just smiled more, if he was a little bit happier, I'd love to see him happy.
It makes it so much more painful because you don't get this in sports anymore. This is something I think of with like growing up with Cal Ripken. If the Orioles traded Cal Ripken, the devastation that would be in the city of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then since then, right? Like, Kevin Durant and James Harden and Paul George, these are just transactions. No one cares about the city. It doesn't feel like anyone cares about the city and jersey and organization and name that much anymore. And now we have a...
You mean the players?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And now we have a throwback feeling, and that makes it even more bitter mm-hmm. because it's like, oh my God, like Luka Doncic, he really is coming across as loving the Dallas Mavericks and DFW.
This hurts way more than him leaving a free agency. Infinitely more.
Yeah. You gave
him
away.
Close.
You gave him away for quarters and to the hated rival.
Yeah, because like what happened if
you made the conscious decision.
Yeah, if he just left a free agency, it's like it sucks, but you're still.
And you'd be a little angry at him.
You're angry at him. But now you've done the worst thing, which is not only do you get rid of him, but now you've made the entire city angry at you.
This was his home. Like, I mean, when you think about the fact that he came here as a teenager who like came from another country. If you want to talk about his Americanization, his life as an American, like spending time here, that's only been Dallas. So like this was like ripping him out of the only home he's ever known here.
Corn Dog in Northlake is on line one. You're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, man.
Good morning. Yeah, it was hard to see Luka in the purple and gold, but I was rooting for him to go off. He started off a little slow and still got a triple-double. But I still found myself rooting for the Mavs, Mavs fan for life. Love seeing Kyrie do what he does. But I'll tell you one thing. I couldn't get myself to root for LeBron. That's all I got for you guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for the call. Here is LeBron actually talking about wanting to get that W for his new teammate.
We understood as his teammates that we wanted to try to get this win for him. Obviously, we know what transpired not too long ago. So, you know, as his teammates, we wanted to just to try to back him no matter how, you know, in any way, shape, or form, you know, on the court, off the court, whatever, you know. And I'm happy that I was, you know, along with my teammates, able to make a couple plays down the stretch to get him this win. I know it's probably won't say it, but I think it means something to him for sure. You know, anytime you face your former team, you spent 7 years with them, I believe. So.
Boy, there's a lot of Mav fans that are getting backed into a corner here. Because if you want to still root for Luka, but you hate LeBron, it's you're in a corner.
I don't think it's even closer. I think Mavs fans hate Nico Harrison way more than they hate LeBron James.
No, I agree. I agree.
Ethan and Frisco, you're up next. Ethan, you're on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I was watching the whole game last night from start to finish, and it was bittersweet watching him play really well, and seeing him with Kyrie at the end was awesome. Awesome to see. But the whole thing I wanted to call about was, like, what happened before the game. Wife is, like, watching TV. She's watching, like, Housewives at Beverly Hills, whatever. She's like, oh, yeah, Luka's going to play, right? And we should change the game. Oh, change it to the game. I'm like, yeah, like they're going to play the Lakers today. Oh, the face I made and looking straight down at the ground, I was like, they're going to play the Lakers? My brain was all twisted. Like, I didn't forget the trade. But, like, it still hits me. Like, they're going to play the Lakers today? What am I thinking?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to get to you guys. Like, it's hard. It's hard, but I love Luka. Love you guys.
Thank you for the call. There's just this weird, this weird reminder is not.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Not going away.
Yeah.
Like, every time I'm doing a radio tease, I'm like, Luka versus the Lakers. Luke, I have to, like, stop down, reset, Luka versus the Mavs, versus the Mavs, and then get used to him in the jersey and watch all the interactions with the former teammates. Watch him now with Dorian Finney-Smith when it used to be in the blue. And then
he doesn't look right in that jersey.
Dodo?
No.
Luka. The thing, I just can't get over that they did. This is what Bassett can't get over. And this is why people think it's fixed. A lot of people yesterday in the build-up with the jump man and the car and buying the parking lot and the tickets and the license plate promo that was incredibly well done. People are like, This proves it was rigged because they're ready to roll out all these things. Luka has his brand new shoes that he unveiled, and you got the car, and it's all just set up. It was all set up, and the fact that Nico gave him to the Lakers, it's just really hard to get over that, especially after it feels like the Lakers have always been given everything throughout their history, including Pau Gasol.
It was the death stare. When he hit that three and he turned around, it's like, we always used to love that. Like, when he turned around, it's like, he's locked in. It was always an exciting thing. It was really weird in that moment, even though you knew it was coming. It was really weird in that moment to be like, you are on the other end of this. Your team is now on the other end of this, and you never thought that was going to happen.
Luke in Plano. Luke, you are live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, boss.
Thanks, guys, for having me. First of all, long time Tolo. Love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Hope y'all are enjoying Hump Day today.
Hump Day.
I'm kind of torn this morning, honestly. As much as I love Luka, and wish we had gotten much more than Anthony Davis for the trade, I'm from Dallas. I'm not from Luka. And so I'll be a Mavs fan until I die. I was a Dirk fan before Luka ever got here. And so that's one thing I'm kind of tired of, is the fans kind of going and putting on Lakers jerseys. Like, that's ridiculous, man. Rooting for the Lakers is like rooting for the Yankees. I could never do it. And so that being said, that's one thing that I kind of been rubbing me the wrong way.
Yep.
The other thing I would say is this. Luka is not an all-world defender. Michael Jordan was an all-world defender. Kobe Bryant was an all-world defender, and so is LeBron James. We cannot boost him up to that if he is unwilling to play the other side of the floor. Now, he may have done it last night, but that's one game. Where was he in the finals versus Boston? Yelling at the ref, not getting back. And so, yes, more for the trade. But you know, I was still rooting for the Mavs last night. That's all I got. You guys have a great day.
Luke, bringing the opposite perspective, that is a very good, solid, reasonable phone call that I think represents 98% of Nico Harrison's thinking.
Defense. That's it. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
You know, he would, you know, Nico would probably sacrifice X percentage of offense for X percentage of defense.
George in Fort Worth, you're up next. Georgie, you're live on the Fan. Go ahead.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah, I agree with Mr. Luke, you know, but watching Luka with the Lakers was like when my girlfriend went to the prom with the prom king, and, you know, I was pretty sad. But
did your girlfriend go or no? That's just an analogy.
No, she went.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dang. Yeah. Did you dump her after, or was she dumped, the relationship was over?
I think I got the memo that night.
Yeah.
You want to tell her off?
I already did.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, having AD Lively out there, they would have crushed the Lakers yesterday, man. Let's be honest, you know. I don't think the Lakers team is as good as yesterday. I think when we have our centers back, man, we'll beat them.
Look, there's no way you're watching this. Thanks for the call, George. When you are down 16, cut it to 8, then it's 3. You're thinking in your mind, yo, do we have something here, and what will it be at full strength? The follow-up to that is, will Mavs fans actually care? That, in my opinion, will not be able to be answered till in the moment. When the city gets caught up in a playoff series, there's nothing like going to the bar on a Saturday and your team is playing a playoff game. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, your team is playing. Let's see if we can stay off the bandwagon, if they make it. I'm on record to say I don't think they make it right now because, well, Anthony Davis was warming up yesterday. I saw some of those shots and videos from Pat Doney. If they make a playoff series, are you really going to stay away from it? That I can't wait as the Troy Aikman bandwagon test.
Well, and also, like, you know, if you're in a playoff series, you're gonna, not only are you going to stay away from it, what if they're playing the Lakers?
We've never experienced this. We've never experienced in this town at all fans saying, I'm done, and carrying that I'm done energy for several. Always when the Cowboys are playing, you're always back when you say you're done. This is the most unusual circumstances we've ever had.
What is Mike McCarthy up to with Quinn Ewers with the NFL Combine taking place? That's next and Below the Belt, 105.3 The Fan.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.